Besmele. Question that about the whether the base is also mean level of mind or not. So anybody from the eye all the way down to the atoms, particular atoms, fiber, that, and then even the even that vary the particular atom, however, the in the reality, you see. In the reality, there nothing exists from a society. You know, it's totally empty. Empty of subtle atoms. They're similar. The consciousness, you know, and then so there's a consciousness from beginning as a rebirth. You know, the new consciousness after enlightenment, or even after enlightenment, you see there's also kind of from that life then. This life, the consciousness of this life. So from birth up to now, you see, the continuity, and then, you know, up to how many years, you see, your age. so the consciousness, then 1 year, you see, then it's 12 months, and then you see. 1 month, then 4 weeks, and 1 week. And so you analyze the time, see there. One day, 24 hours, then they say 1 hour. Now there's minutes, 60 minutes, whatever they then minute, then you say minute, then the second, you say like that. That's pretty seconds, you see. So the similar also constants, you know, same, you see. There is no impartial, you see. Same, you see. It's split seconds, split seconds, final. So again, same, nothing, even if there's subtle, subtle, nothing exists from society, you know, because, as I mentioned, after analyzing that, what's called the split seconds, you know, the name. What's called this and that, the name, the mind. So the name is given by the mind. Yeah. So it's imputed by mind. Merely imputed by mind. So the meaning, when you say meaning, it doesn't exist at all in society. You know, so it's that. So all together it's empty. So from the self down to the very split second and all that, so empty. So I see that all empty. But you see, all empty, but it's not saying it doesn't exist. So they also there. So anyway, see. So you maintain that as long as you can, those. Then also you have to analyze the, you know, there's also feeling, if you want to one by one, you know, with the form, but the feeling, cognitions, the happy feeling, pleasant feeling, the so feeling, feeling, so the happy feeling, unhappy feeling, suffering feeling, then the indifferent feeling. So in Tibetan music, same symbol number 10, that happy feeling. Symbol number 10. So the suffering feeling is missing me. Sin. So I think they're describing the very characteristic of the happy, you know, the happy mind, the feeling, you know, very characteristic of that. Because happy is simple, so maybe more satisfied or sad. The aspect of feeling. Die must be more unpleasant. So that is the so more pleasant thing. Yeah. That's mother Zeit. Trembel is a considered pleasant thing. That's the happy thing. So it's something that more faster. More calm, more certain, more satisfied, feeling sick. So the masimba namajan, that's the opposite of that. So it's suffering feeling. Then neither of that is any different feeling. Neither of the feeling is neither of that experience is any different feeling. So, so happy feeling, suffering feeling, life is merely imputed. Merely imputed, you see. The merely imputed on that mind, mental factor, which are their characteristic, you see. More satisfied or some other one is there. I'm not sure that my time guess, my own guess is that the other one is opposite. So what we have to analyze the exact meaning of this Simba. So that is that. So however, on that mental factor, then you see, feel is a happy feeling, unhappy feeling. So you know, merely imputed, because this exists. You know, that mental factor is in that nature exists. So that. So here now you can see happy feeling and suffering feeling is also merely imputed. You know, it exists merely imputed by mind. So even the other one, the base is also the same. See, meaning petition by the mind. So meaning petition by mind. So it doesn't meaning petition by mind. It has no existence. It has no existence in itself. It has no existence at all. Then, oh yeah. So we have to know the very final. This is the final. How to get empty? Otherwise, you hold this empty. You go down, and then when it comes to bed, and then they truly extend. that truly extend, everything will become truly extend. Then you see, like that. So important. It's very important when it comes to very subtle or more subtle than to how to maintain that empty, how to see that empty. So then the compounding, you see the I guess. So there's 51 mental factors. So you take it out to the feeling. Feeling and cognition. So cognition is that which the mental factor this and that. You see the design of this set is this phenomenon. You see certain shape like that. You see. of course, all the flowers are not the same. They are different. You see. So this is the particular design of that. Anyway, so then by seeing this first, you know, by seeing this, so like this, I think this is also very important. Anyway, since I'm talking here, so I just mentioned here, this is another one, very important. You must get in mind, very important meditation entrance. This point is very, very important. So then you get an idea of base and level, how they exist. Which is the moment you see when you see a flower, according to how they appear, you know, the, kind of like a when you expand details, and then so on the base, then there's a flower, real flower appearing there. You know, on the base, there's a real flower appearing from there. See, then you believe that truth, which is not there. So this analysis is very important. Another meditation and another helps to differentiate the base, the label of flower and the base of the flower. You know, the label of flower and the base of the base to be labeled flower. See, those two because the appearance, you see. what you can say, it's a one, you know, based on the label, one, or perhaps you can say it looks like that, but you see, based on the label, which is one, you see. But however, his own Ling Rinpoche, which explained many years ago, and Devon Manasri, when Rinpoche gave commentary on the 7 points of total transformation, you see. There are many different texts. 7 points of total transformation. There are many different texts. But there's one. I think they be quite commonly taught, I think, in the Lama Tsongkhapa tradition. I don't remember the name. That's very commonly taught. But of course, there's the 7 points of transformation by Gautama Chegawa, you know, which presents the emptiness first, you know. But this one is going to a long rim, you know, present that, so it comes to the letter, you see. So Rinpoche explained that the meaning definition of the object to be retrieved in Tibetan called gakcha. Gakcha, object to be retrieved, you see, the hallucination. So what is false? What is the false eye or false flower or whatever it is, you see? So at the moment I'm talking the flower, you see. So I still learn which is to plan the in your view, undifferentiable, the label of flower and base, undifferentiable. So that was the gakcha. You can't differentiate, you see, undifferentiable. Didn't say one, but I think it's almost like saying one thing. Undifferentiable. So I think it's related to the table or something like that. so much induced iron, I guess, you see. So, undifferentiable. So when you look at the flower, you know, when you look at the here flower, anyway, whatever flower you see, not all the flower in front of me. So how you see the flower, you know, how did the flower appear to you, how do you see the flower? So, as a economic material, you know, undifferentiable, label of flower and base of the flower, undifferentiable. So I think it means one, you know, that you bring that. Even though Rinpoche didn't say one, but I think it's, you know. So, So that is the false. That is that child, just a little bit. And that's what we have to realize. Anti, you know, total man. Realize. See. The total non-existent energy down that part. So so as Rinpoche explained, you know, whatever we will with the light, and the base, the label light and the base undifferentiable, you know, and everything is like that. So the way we look at everything, you know, you don't see the differences between the, you know, undifferentiable. So everything, that. So the it's easier to understand with the eye, I guess. See, the hallucination, you see, is easy to understand. That too easy, easier to recognize this, the false, the objective repetition, you see. The eye that is objective reputed, you see, the false eye. So, that because that reason also then is you do, say you cannot realize I guess it's empty. Before realizing as empty, first you realize as empty, then you after that you can realize that it is empty. See? So, so that, so it so can help to lead to that. See? So anyway, so now like this, that. So what I was going to mention is, you know, just one technique. It's a very important technique. So that it helps. So that it helps to differentiate the label and base. And that's very, very important. Extremely important. So that helps. That helps, you see, to recognize objective repeated. Then by recognizing that, then it's just a minute to realize it, and so that it's of that object, if it's a flower. So anyway, so you see, without seeing, okay. You see, when after you enter the room here, without seeing, you see this, without seeing this base, you know this, you know this base. You see the shape like this, you know, colors, you know, okay. So without seeing this, you have no reason at all. To label, see, your mind to label a flower. You know, there's no reason at all for the mind to make up the label of flower. That you choose this label flower, you see, you have there's no reason at all. Okay? So should get that idea. So first, then I clear. So now, so And so here I'm talking about, when does the flower come in existence again? Okay? No. So without seeing this base, you have your mind up here into the room. You have, there's no reason for the mind to make up a particular, to choose a particular label of flower. Okay? So, so, after, see, first the mind see this figure, design this color, you then you see, after seeing this phenomenon, this is just character like this, nature like this, then, only then, you see, only then, your mind, next second, you see, your mind make up a label, you see, choose this particular label, flower. Choose this particular label, you know. There's so many labels, but then you choose this label. So now, in regards, you see, so this, so in regards, you see, which you see, what comes in existence first, and the base of the flower, label of flower, see, so you see, you see, say here, flower by seeing the base first, the particular base, which causes you, will cause your mind to choose the particular label of flower. Okay, so therefore you see, so therefore, the label of flower comes next. Okay, comes in existence next. So therefore you see the base first, and then next. Second, you see the flower. That's how you see. So, why? Because to be able to see flower, you have to label first. You yourself to be able to see flower, you see first. To be able to see that this flower, then the flower has to appear to you first. In order the flower to be able to appear to you, this is a flower, you have to label this flower. You have to label it. So it comes to that. So you see, so here, now it's clear, you see the base first. What is the base first, you know? Which causes your mind to choose this label, flower. There are, you know, I mean, numberless labels to choose particularly this, you know, flower, okay? So therefore, now, therefore that's clear. First you see base, then you see flower, okay? So that means, now, you don't see together, if the base and the flower together you don't see. That doesn't happen. That is impossible. Impossible. You know, you may think like that intellectually. You may think like that, but it's not in reality. Together, no. There's no way. But if it's together, it's happening through the base. You're seeing through the base and flower. Then what causes? After you enter this room, what causes? You see, your mind to choose the flower. I have seen flower, there's flower there. So, what causes the mind to choose that pure level flower? You see, the mind, the senses have to see something, have to see a particular phenomenon. A particular phenomenon you have to see first. Then, level comes. You see? So, same. you see. say 아, yeah, I, for example, like your mother, or father, or brother, or sister, you see. So, with people, see. So, when they come with people, so how you see? Yeah, you see your brother, sister, your father, mother, your child. do you see the actors them? Do you see the person, your father, mother, first before you see the aggregates? You know? Or you see them together? You see father, mother at the same time seeing the aggregates? Or it can, or you see your father, mother later, you know, after seeing the aggregates? So this is the analysis, you see. And so of course, there's no way to label this is my mom, this is my mother, you see. No way before seeing the aggregates. To label that, I have no reason, because you haven't seen that particular body, you know, which are that particular aggregates, you see. So that particular form, you didn't see, you know, short nose, long nose, fat nose, whatever you see. Anyway, just joking there. So particular form you have to see first. And then, you know, who gave birth to you and so on and that. So anyway, then your mind got reason to label, to choose the label as a father or mother or whatever, brother, sister, whatever it is. After seeing that particular label, is that, so gave birth or the Egypt, born from the same parents or what is it, in the brother, sister, whatever, okay? So the label comes from next. You see the aggregates. You see the aggregates, and then you see the person. You see the aggregates first, then you see the person. You see the aggregates, then you see your father. You see your mother. So you don't see together. So the idea is here. You don't see together. The minute, as soon as you see aggregates, you see. As soon as you see aggregates, you know, with the same exact same time, not possible. No way, because. With mind, you see, because you see, mind hasn't got any, say, haven't seen the aggregates, that particular aggregates. So therefore, mind wouldn't label this father, mother, with them, see. So together, you don't see at all. Impossible. So only you see, after seeing the aggregates, that particular aggregates, then you see the father, mother, or you see the person, like that. Same here. You see this particular base first, then the mind choose the particular level of flower. Okay? Then you see the flower. After your mind imputed, you see, then flower appears back to you, then you see flower. So you see. So therefore, now this, it shows different. The base and the flower, you know, different, you see. They don't exist separately, but they exist differently. You see? So it helps with that. And then, So you see, here, what do you see first? Up here in the room, the first thing, what you see, is you see base. You don't call table this one. You don't call this one table. The table always is. You don't call table, you see. You don't call car, you know, or TV, you see. So, By seeing this, you don't call it flower, you know? You don't call it flower. So, you know, by seeing tape, so by seeing the, so by seeing the, so by seeing this, you don't call it flower. Okay. So, so you have to see something particular, particular based phenomenon first. Then that causes your mind to choose the label flowers. So what do you see first? You see, so it's very clear. What do you see first? It's not a flower. it's not a label flower. It's the base you're seeing. So the base you are seeing, okay? So therefore, so two different phenomena. But you see, two different phenomena. For us, until we achieve enlightenment, until we removed, we totally ceased the subtle negative imprint left by concept of true existence, you see, which projects this, you know, the mental fabrication of the truly existence, truly existent appearance or truly existence, okay? So this projects truly existence, okay? True existence appearance, see? So until when that negative imprint, certain negative imprint is removed, which does that mental fabrication, okay? When that is removed, then we are enlightened being. So until we remove that, we don't, you see, whatever appears to us, the hallucination. So bodhicitta, compassion, you see, loving kindness, those thoughts, you know, the things appear truly existent. So they don't apprehend, you know, so, like ignorance, like, you see, because we have this negative imprint, you know, you see, left by passion, so which, you see, after our mind, by seeing the base, after our mind, meeting with the flower, the next second, you know, first seeing the base, the next second, mind meeting with the flower, then next second, right on top of that, the negative imprinted projected. This is the true existence. Okay, so made the flower real to you, but it's a hallucination. But it's total hallucination. See, it's real, real flower. It exists in a sense, existing from its own side. It has existence from its side. See, so which is fabricated or which is projected by, negative imprint that past ignorance. Okay. So this is what we see. The way we see flowers is that, you know, we're not seeing the flower according to reality. We don't see the flower, separate, based on the level of flower, separate. The separate flower, differently. We don't see that. We don't see that. So, isolation is going to be said undifferentiable. You see, the base. So, yeah. not merely leveled by mind. total hallucination. Completely total hallucination. You see, flower from your side. You don't see flower from your mind. You don't see flower from your mind, from the side of your mind. It exists from the side of your mind. Not only imputed, but merely imputed. so subtle, but they
that. Yeah.
So it only, you see, flower only existed from the society. Nothing to do with your mind, you see. That's going back, very gross hallucination. That. So, so anyway, so this hallucination, this object of repudiate, you see, flowers in the way. So, so now similar. I want to show this one then. Yeah, that's it. It's part of subject tonight. That's it. So, I want to tell you. So when you're driving car in the road, you see. So you see green flower, green light, red light, or orange light. No, sometimes that. So anyway, so again here, you listen here. So we think the very first thing you see red light, red light. We think very first beginning thing you see green light, but that's totally wrong. That's totally wrong. Total hallucination. Totally wrong. See. Oh. So you remember that I already talked about with a little flower. So how now listen here. How your mind can label red, without seeing one color in the beginning. How are you going to label green? Oh, you see. You have to see one particular color. You see, before your mind chooses among the many, level green, you see, before you choose that. You have to see a color first. You see, color. Maybe that's more common. You see, you have to see a particular base first. You know? Before you label green. Red, you have to see one particular base. That can receive the label. So means it is not that label. You see, you have to understand. What do you say first? It's not the label, red or green. You see, it's not the label. You're not seeing the label first. If there's a label that you're seeing first, then because that is imputed by your mind. That is imputed by your mind. But in order to impute that, you see, there's a reason. There's a reason for that, you see. So what's the reason? There's no reason, is it? So you haven't got any reason. You haven't got any reason why to call green. You haven't got any reason to call it green. We haven't got any reason to call it red. You see? This mistake rises. So that means you can call any color. You can call anything, you see. So you see this harm. So you see. So therefore, now red, I should stop, see. So, that time, you see, you already labeled red. You already labeled your mind red. So the, that time, not just labeled red. That time, you see red, okay? You see red, okay? You see red. So that means seeing red depends on appearing red. Seeing red depends on preliminary appearing red. Okay, in order to appear red to you, you have to label red. In order to label red, you have to see something. You have to see the particular phenomena which can receive the label red. You see, So so that's very important meditation. See. Oh, so here normally we think, oh, you see first red, you know. So I say, without seeing the base, you see the red. Without seeing the base first, you see the red, you see. Totally wrong. So the hallucination, you see. Total hallucination. Yeah. Oh, so you see. So, So that shows what you see first, you know, to telling the car to stop or go. You see, what you're seeing first is not red, it's not green. That's the base to be labeled red or green. You see, so you see, you understand. By seeing that first, you see, like I said, told you flower. A certain told you person and aggregate. You said, see the aggregate first. You know, what all the design of the aggregate is. Or the father, my women, my brothers, whatever, friends, you see, they're sitting aggregate. So you see that first, whatever, nose, ears, whatever, the hairs, you see, back, over, front, whatever. So whatever, you see, so they see first. Then the mind will label, this is my brother, this is my sister, this is my father. See, that gives it clear, that gives it easy to understand. So now light on the driving car. So that's motive, you see. It's difficult to, but it's the same, logically it's the same. So therefore, what you see first is not green, it's not blue. So you think it's first, you see that's totally wrong. So that's not, so means that is not green, that's not red. So by seeing that, you see, that particular film, that design, you see, design of the car, you see there, then seeing that, then your mind labeled, you see, red, green, I mean, sort of red, so now, say, to stop, you see, miss, and now green is to go, you see, you understand? So, so, you see, here, not here. this is a very important meditation. So, so you see, our hallucination, you see, that we have is, you see, from beginning, you know, other, you accept labeled, but then maybe you see, you know, together with the base. However, anyway. So there are, I believe that, you know, I believe that, you know, you see red and green from its own side, you know, no question of merely imputed by your mind. You see red light, green light from its own side, you see. real red light, real green light. So, like that, you see, that's what, when we drive car, Buddha, you see, who has no the negative imprint, project everything to the extent, you see, who doesn't have that. And then they can see merely immediate light, you see, appear merely immediate light, you see. So green, red, whatever, you see. So, as sentient beings, except when we are in the equipoise meditation, you know, when we achieve ayah, when we achieve the exalted path, you know, having wisdom directly perceiving this, when we are equipoise meditation, then that time we don't have that hallucination. Otherwise, until you achieve enlightenment, until you remove the subtle negative imprint, you have always hallucination. So, as I mentioned before, even the bodhicitta has hallucination. Even the compassion has hallucination, even the loving kindness, or the all other realizations, you see, has a hallucination, except the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, there is an ego possession. That doesn't have hallucination. So that. So. Sentient beings mind, hallucination. the hallucinated mind, except the wisdom directly perceived in this indicator meditation. So that. For that. So. So it's clear, you see, wanting to think with the light, you see. you see green light, red light, you see. But then to be able to see first, before that, it has to appear to you. Not to appear to you, the light, it depends on preliminary your mind labeling green or red, you see. Then now, to be able to label, you see, green or red, you see, then you have to see something first, particular base, you see. What causes you to label green, red, or down, that's the base, okay? That's not green, that's not red. So that comes after. But it appears to us. How it appears is that you see red from your side, green from your side. I mean, how it appears, nothing never came from your mind. Nothing to do with your mind, you know. Yeah. It truly, very gross one is it truly exists from the side. What I mentioned yesterday, today, I went to all the different levels of hallucination, you see. According to different schools. So the very gross one, the extremely gross one, that appearing permanent, you know, that green red light, you don't see it impermanent naturally. I mean, it appears permanent, you see. Appearing permanent, you see. So that existing alone and existing with its own freedom. So you see, so that's the extremely gross hallucination we have, you see. But appearing not merely labeled by mind, you know, that's extremely subtle hallucination, objective repeated, you know. Then when you realize that was the energy, then that the person can escape the amnesia, the unmistakable right view. Otherwise, all others, that's not really emptiness, not shunyata. Okay? So that. So it's very interesting. This person and the aggregates and the person and the, you know, seeing aggregates, then you see your mom, your father. It's easy to understand. But the light, when you say green red light, so more difficult to see. you strongly think red green light from its own side, you see. Like I said, you see that one first, you know, you don't see, there's no question of base, you see. So there's a lot of hallucination there, you see. A lot of mental publication. A lot of mental publication there. So that is another meditation, another good meditation. Gakcha, object repeated, you know. see the road, this thing, light, you see the road. How is it the light, you see? How it appears, how it believes. So that's a very, very, not a good example. A good example of this, the hallucination of the object repeated. The same here, this is what I like. So this is what I like here. Yeah. It's very bright. Yeah. So you see the light from your mind or you see the light from its own side. So this is a very good example. Very good example of you see gakcha object repeated. A false view, false light, you see. So this is much more say. The other part is much easier, but they're here now. It's same, it's exactly the same, but you see, so you, more difficult to differentiate the base and the label right. So those are very good examples of object gacha object could be false. See, it's true. Mm. So to, when you realize that it's total nonsense, and then you are seeing endless, the light. Okay. So, you see, I tell you one thing. child who are not educated, this green light, red light, okay? Now, this will help. This will help a little better. So, child can see, you know, the eyes. When my child looks up, so if you ask child to look up, but the child has to go to education without the names, you know, whichever language, doesn't matter whichever language, English or Russian or Japanese or Chinese, whatever, or Mexican. So anyway, so now here, now you concentrate here. The child see the phenomena, okay, but doesn't see because I haven't educated the name for that. So child doesn't see its green light and the disagreeing light. Child does not see that this is red light, and because child doesn't have the appearance that this is red light or green light, why? Because child hasn't labeled yet, you know, this green light, red light. Because why? Child has not educated yet the name for that. Okay, so this So child side sense, you see, doesn't see that this is green light or that this is red red light, you know. So doesn't see, and doesn't have, because it doesn't have the appearance that this is green light or red light, and because mind hasn't labeled yet this is green or red light. Okay, but why? Because I haven't taught yet. So it's like, you know, child, or the, you know, this medicine Buddha, you see, people who haven't got that, got that idea, you know, education, you see, that medicine Buddha. So you see the figure there, you know, even Buddha, you know, even Buddha just says medicine Buddha. So same, you see the figure, you know, figure. So, but the person doesn't see the Buddha. Doesn't see because it doesn't have that appearance as if it's a Buddha, you see, almost. And then because that person hasn't labeled yet this medicine Buddha or this Buddha, you see, hasn't labeled it. Why? Because that person hasn't got the education, or person is not taught yet. That's a opinion of Buddha, you see. So we just see figure of person, you see, that, you see. So, like that. Then, after somebody tells, oh, this art Buddha, you see, this is a painting of Buddha. Then the other person, oh, this painting of Buddha. Then he or she herself labeled, this is painting of Buddha. Okay? Her himself labeled. That right after label, then the appearance. You know, this is Buddha. Appearance. So after the appearance, see this Buddha, you see. The painting of Buddha. This Buddha, you see. So after that, you see. You see. So now you understand. Now you go clear. So before that person is educated, this painting of Buddha or this Buddha. So what the person is seeing is the base. Okay. So now, sending the child, green light, red light, you see. Child, what? Before the child is taught, the name for this, you see, child see that material, the color, see, but doesn't see, you see, it's a red light, green light. doesn't see and doesn't appear, okay? childhood mind hasn't the label been already, you see. Right. So child see that you see that the light child see. See. has not until you teach child this green red light, child never see light. You know like that. So child see. Child see that phenomenon child see. So even light is the name, see, it's the same. See that phenomena. Child see that phenomena, see. Then a child, you see, when a child is educated, name is light. Then what light, you see, what that is the same. So there was what child say first is the base. When a child given educated name, then the name, you see, then child believe that and gave, you see. If a child make up the same level, you know. Then you see, appear and see. Red, green, on comes afterwards. You see, so this one gives you a better idea. This gives you a better idea. The word base, child see. You know, before child educated, the green, red light. So we think green, red light from there. That's total hallucination. So the idea of that painting gives there. See, yeah, the child. You know, it gives you a better idea. You see, base and the label, the light. No. So that, yeah. So the, so I'm not going to keep a long time. So, yeah. So what's time now? Oh, I see. Okay. What time is it? I was shocked. Anyway, so, yeah. So it's very useful to see more example. Then you see the hallucination. You see, I say how unbelievable hallucination this is, we have. So that you see. Then maybe I stop here. And I started the subject of basically, you know, the how phenomena come from the mind. You see, the one is what we see now is what we see now. The phenomena how you see it's a creation of your present mind. The other one is a long term. Other one is of the. Phenomena, seek come from the mind. You know. it's a symptom from past. You see, a long time. So, by understanding these, so I'm not going to continue. By understanding these, then you know that it's up to your mind. You see. Depending on what you label, you know, then it appears to you, then it affects you. If you put a negative label, it appears negative, then it appears negative, you see negative, then it affects you. It affects to you. It makes you sad. It makes you angry. It makes you sad, unhappy. So the other one is your mind, you see, the put positive label, then you appear positive, then you see positive, then makes you happy. So you see here, now in daily life, in our daily life, I didn't give much example, but I think, one example there. However, then now you, now you see the daily life, what makes you unhappy is by your mind. What makes you happy is by your mind, you see, by your consent. So totally depends to your mind, you see. So And but we all the time, we have always been thinking, you see, purely from his own side, you know, from person or from phenomena, non-living phenomena, or whatever, you see, purely from that. Well, that's total hallucination, you see. It has no base, it has no... So, so then, now, because you know it's through your mind, so now, it gives you incredible freedom to you, you see, because you can change. You can think different. You can change, you see, put different label, you know, positive label. You see. So, any problem, you see, by thinking of their benefits, that you receive, you know, then, well, see, you can put positive label, it's good. So, whatever problem has the benefits. you get advantage benefits. So thinking that, then you see them. That's how you see the problem will transform into happiness. So that so then this way that you don't engage in the karma. You don't harm to other people. You don't harm to other sentient beings. You see, you don't harm to yourself. You don't harm other sentient beings. For that, so you are saved. You are saved by you being the protector. You become the protector, you see, protect yourself from the heavenly karma, makes sick or unhappy or they drive crazy this life, and then also rebirth in the unbelievable suffering in the lower realms. And then even you are born a human being, so many problems you experience here. So it doesn't happen to those things. So you see, so then you cause. With a positive mind, then you cause yourself happiness, you cause others happiness. So that's it. So that's a very fundamental practice of the what's called thought transformation, Rojong, or the so we experience problems because past karma, because we create the cause of those need karma, we create the cause. So we experience those various difficulties. it's up to your mind, you see. even though it's a result of past karma, but what is a pleasure or suffering is to you now. It depends on how your present mind look at it, you see. Interpret that, you see. So whether you look at the positive or you look at the negative. So then by looking positive, then all your problems, you see, you're able to use in path to enlightenment. You're able to use as path to enlightenment. Not only liberation, use yourself to achieve enlightenment. That means you're able to use your problems, you see, to cause happiness to numberless sentient beings. Liberate them from suffering causes and bring them to enlightenment. You are able to use this problem and the means to cause happiness to all sentient beings. So you transform into happiness, the problem, you see. So thinking the benefits, you see, what you get. That is a very special capacity of our, say, when we practice Dharma, you know, Dharma Krishna's special capacity, see, to transform the sufferings into happiness. You know, that. So, for example, Kishilama Kuncho, see, anyway. What I was telling last night was actually he was telling me, you know, so unimportant, we're just past, you know, I have completed these two practices, Vajrayogini and Guru Puja. So sort of just passing, you know, just what do you call this? Casually passing, just to me, you see, nothing very important, nothing, you know, nothing to say. So actually, you know, 이 complete part 중 M 같은 데 이제 그래 여기 complete part. So the in the relics there's a five different color relics. In Geshe-lama Gunzo, five different color relics. Yeah. So what happened was that there was a head the head lama of Nyingma Penor Rinpoche who lived in South India. So he was teaching, giving teaching in the Gagyu monastery very close to the stupa, about the stupa. On the relic, when Geshe-lama passed away up there, Gabon monastery, and all the then with the offer fire, unbelievable relics coming. Wow, yeah, amazing. I think he, I don't know, he may have that motivation to help Mitya project through the relics. Possible that he may have that intention. Was unbelievable relic. He has all white hair, didn't have black hair. But after all fire, there was also black hair. So there's an unimaginable, you know, some like pearls, you know, some really different. So the five color. Oh. Mm-hmm.